Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Wilson?
It is. This is Courtney.
This is Courtney. Yes, yeah. We got disconnected. The transfer agent asked me if you can go ahead and text him and let him know that we got back connected. This is Courtney on a recorded line, and this is my direct phone number to my desk. So at any time, if you need to get a hold of me, you can call me directly at this number. Okay.
Okay.
How are you doing today, Miss Wilson?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So, Ms. Wilson, you are calling to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit for the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
You said I do have an attorney?
You do not have an attorney.
I do not, no.
Okay. And then you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You're filing the claim for yourself, and you are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today with everything?
I'm better. I'm okay.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. And your meningioma was in your brain, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you had the diagnosis method that they used, was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
The MRI.
Did the MRI scan? Okay. And then what was the date of the diagnosis? Do you know?
December the 20th. I can't forget it. 2007.
Okay. 12/20/2007.
Yes.
Okay. What's your date of birth, Ms. Wilson?
May 25th, 1977.
Okay. May 25th, 1977. Did you know anybody else that used Depo that was affected with the meningioma tumor that needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. If you ever do come across anyone, you can always give them our contact information.
Okay.
And then, Ms. Wilson, did you only use the brand name, correct, of the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
And then which injectable did you use? Did you use Depo-Provera, Depo-Sub-Provera, or the generic?
Depo-Provera.
Okay. So you never switched to generic for a minimum of a year, correct?
No, not that I'm aware of, not with my doctor telling me, no.
Okay. And then, so you can confirm that you used Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Yes.
And then that's, you can confirm for it's been a long day. Confirm 4 injections prior to diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're almost done with these. These are just little questions that the attorneys ask. And then, you did use Depo-Provera between January of 1992 to present date, correct?
That is correct.
When did you start using Depo-Provera, like to the best of your knowledge? A start date
August.
And then a finish? In August?
In August of 2001 until November of 2007.
Okay, so approximately like 6 years?
Yes.
When in August did you start using it? Do you know like if you had to pick a date?
I would pick like mid-August,
like the 15th,
like the 17th or something like that.
The 17th, yes. Okay. So 8/17/2001 to 11, if you had to pick, I mean, again, when in November did you stop?
Say like November the 21st.
21st?
Yes.
Okay, so 11/21/2007.
Yes.
Okay. And again, if you have to change it, when you speak with the attorneys, you can adjust everything, okay? Now,
okay.
Tashonda, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then what is your current marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. And I have your first name as T-A-S-H-A-N-D-A. And then your last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
Right.
What is your spouse's name? Do you want me to put that or just leave it blank?
You can just leave it blank.
Okay. I don't know why I asked for it, but. And then you had no suffix in your name, correct? You're not a junior or senior?
No.
Okay. And then I have Tashonda07@gmail is your contact information or email. And then what is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, evening, or afternoon?
early morning or evening.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
490 Glenn Street, G-L-E-N-N, Southwest, apartment C for Charlie, 156, Atlanta, Georgia.
Apartment, wait, say it one more time, apartment.
C for Charlie, 156.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta, Georgia.
30312.
Perfect. And that's Fulton County. Perfect. Thank you for letting me know the apartment, too.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment C156. Okay, perfect. Okay. So 490 Glen Street Southwest, apartment C156, Atlanta. Sorry, Atlanta, Fulton, Georgia, or Fulton County, Georgia, 30312.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, so Mrs. Wilson, who was your diagnosing doctor? Like, who was the neurologist that found the meningioma tumor?
Is it Dr. Gamble, the neurologist?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gamble?
Dr. Gamble. Mm-hmm.
And he
Dr.
was...
Dr. David Gamble.
Oops, hold on. You said David?
Yes.
And he's located in, in Atlanta. Okay. Hold on one second. Bear with me, I'm just trying to...
Did we say his name?
Yeah, well, how do you spell it?
It's G for George, I-M-B-E-L.
I had it spelled wrong, that's why. Okay, I found him. I put gamble instead of gimble.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why I asked if you want me to spell it, because I heard you say gamble.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just going to get his I'm just getting his office information. And then where he was your treating doctor as well, correct?
When you say my treating doctor, you mean
like
you
he treat
oncology?
No. So Dr.
Okay.
Gimble was the neurologist that found it. And then he also was the one that treated you for the meningioma tumor. Where did he treat you at? Like, did you go to a facility, a hospital? Okay.
Yes,
what is
at
it
Grady
called?
Hospital. Grady, G-R-A-D-Y.
Okay. And he's part of Grady Health Systems. Okay, that's what I need to know. Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with any other cancer prior to?
No.
Okay. All right. So Grady Memorial Hospital. Oops. One second. Okay, and then, let's just get this. I'm just getting the information. Sorry, it's taking me a minute.
Okay.
Grady Memorial Hospital is on Jesse Hill Jr. Drive.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so who was the prescribing doctor? That's what I need to know next. Like, who was your OBGYN, or who were you getting the injections from?
Jamil Hart was my gynecologist.
Jamil.
J-A-M-I-L. Last name spelled H-A-R-P for Paul.
Oh, yeah, I found him. He's in,
Yeah, he's in the Brighton.
Is he in Connecticut?
No, he's in
I say, I just showed him up in Connecticut. That's why I was like, what?
Yeah, no, he's a part of the Brighton team.
Oh, there's two of them. There's one in New Haven and there's one in Atlanta, Georgia. I found him.
Okay.
Someone has the same exact name as him. Okay, and then. All right. Was there any other doctors that you saw or anything like that that
I saw the
that you would want them to know?
For my therapy, my radiation, I've seen Dr. Bernal.
Bernal.
His first name is Leon.
Leon.
L-E-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And his last name is B-E-R-N-A-L.
Okay, I found him. He's like your pain management and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So due to your, everything, what did you have to go through? Like, not what did you have to go through, but what did you have surgery? Did you have?
I had the craniotomy surgery and then I had the radiation therapy.
Okay. Did you use the pharmacy within the hospital?
I did.
Okay, so Grady Memorial Hospital. Okay, so well, let's first do this. So what were the symptoms that you had? You had, you know, what, the lightheaded, blurred vision, hearing loss, pain, headaches?
Yeah, headaches, heavy bleeding, the mood swings, the headaches, weight gain.
Okay, and then you underwent a surgery to remove the tumors?
Yes.
Okay, and then you underwent chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, pain management. Okay. Did you have records of your medical records, or could you obtain them if needed?
I can obtain them if I need to, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you could provide them if needed, either electronically or both in the mail?
Yes.
Okay, and then they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. Ms. Wilson, this is just to make sure that they can ensure the case for you and your loved ones. They will only reach out to the emergency contact if you become unresponsive. Did you have someone that you could put, like your husband I could put, or somebody?
Yeah, you can put him.
What's his name?
Michael.
Michael?
Yes.
Michael Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
What's his phone number?
Area code 678-239-9886.
Perfect. The spouse. And then you do give us permission to contact if needed.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and summarize everything for you while you're on the phone with me. Was there any additional notes that you wanted me to go ahead and put? Like,
yeah.
Can you think of anything? Okay. Oh, you know what? I need you to verify your social.
254. 418589.
Okay. 254-418589.
Yes.
Okay. And then just 1 second. Okay. I think everything looks right, but let me just go over this with you. Okay, so basically, just want to summarize, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed, Ms. Wilson, with the meningioma tumor after using the Depo-Provera shot for a minimum of a year, correct?
Correct, yes.
You didn't have an attorney. You are a citizen and a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and diagnosis date we have is 12/20/2007. Diagnosed for the meningioma through an MRI scan, correct?
Yes.
Your date of birth is 5/25/1977.
Yes.
Okay, and you use the Depo-Provera brand, minimum of a year for 4 injections. Okay, so you approximately started 8/17/2001 to 11/21/2007.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have Tashanda Wilson, T-A-S-H-A-N-D-A, Wilson. And then you have your emergency contact is Michael Wilson, your spouse. Social is 254-418-589, correct? Ma'am?
I say correct, yes.
Yeah, sorry. This phone keeps breaking up. Okay, and then 4690 Glen Street, Southwest Apartment, C156, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. And then we have... Dr. David Gimbel, Dr. Jamal Harp, and then we have Dr. Leon Bernal. They're all with Grady Memorial Hospital where you're treated and you use Grady Memorial Pharmacy, correct?
Yes.
Okay, is there anything that stuck out that doesn't sound right or you need me to add anything?
No.
Okay, so what's going to happen? The system generates documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
I have.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. You're just going to follow the prompt, press accept, agree. It'll have you draw your signature with your finger and then just tap the fields where it's asking for you to sign. And then go ahead and let me know once you press finish. You can put me on speakerphone. As you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and send you the attorney's information so that you'll have that contact info. And if the documents are going to come in via text, so they're going to be text to you through text message. You should be getting them any moment. The system's just taking a second.
I still got them.
Oh, you did get them? Okay, perfect. So when you open and review them, Ms. Wilson, do me a favor, just verify that everything looks correct to the best of your knowledge. Like your spelling of your name, your street, your social, and things like that. Because I don't want you to have to re-sign them.
Okay.
And then let me know once you do that, and then I'll get the law firm's info for you.
Okay. I'm done recording.
Okay, perfect. So I don't know if you saw, it allows you to download, if you want to go ahead and download the version right there on your cell phone, but it does send you the PDF file to your email regardless, so you'll have everything that we just talked about, you'll have copies of.
Okay.
Tracy Moore, I didn't text you. Okay, so let me go ahead and text you right now, 404. Save this phone number. This is the direct line to my desk. Save it as Courtney, Depo lawsuit, so you know who I am. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me. I have your number saved. I'm going to send you my contact text just so you have that. And then, okay, so I sent you one text message. Now the second text message I sent you is going to be the law firm's information. So basically, just like before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize like how important you are in the whole process. Like, this is your case. And Ms. Wilson, we can only help you if you're responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. So they're going to call you. The time frame is really from here to like 2 weeks, but they usually call within 48 hours. So just keep an eye out for the 909 phone number that I sent you or text you. 909-906-3862. Somebody will call, just so you're not confused, somebody will call you and say like, oh, this is the law office of Robin Law or co-counsel Pulaski Law or something like that. Because it's two law firms that are working together. So I just want to make sure you understand who's calling you. Okay. Also, you know, just remember it's going to be a legal agreement between you and the firm. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they represent you. Okay. And then basically any information or documents that you can obtain from here till when you speak to them or whatever, you want to go ahead and get in your possession because that can help support the case as you move forward, okay?
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and I'm really happy that you were able to get this done. In time. Yeah, it's insane. Well, and yours was a long time ago, but it's crazy because they used to not be able to accept them, and now they are, so.
Which is good. If I wouldn't have saw the ad on Facebook, I wouldn't have even know about it. But...
No, I know. It's crazy. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. If you have any questions, please give me a call. Don't hesitate. If you can't get a hold of the attorneys or something like that, just call me and I can connect you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Merry Christmas as well.
You too. I hope you get this compensation you deserve. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.